Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, it's 2511.
Okay.
4201-0026-1057.
Perfect. Just give me a second to pull up your file here. Perfect. And is this, looks like Garnett Motor Cars?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Hold on one second. Computer's having a little bit of a breakdown right now. All right. Hold on.
So we also put finance.
Got it. That makes sense.
All right. No,
I said that
there you
sense.
Go. So perfect. November, November, so, am I speaking to... It looks like, oh, we don't have a contact name. Who am I speaking to here?
This is Ryan Garnett. I'm the owner of the dealership.
Perfect, perfect. Are you the 100% owner there?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. I'm just going to confirm some quick information here on your file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you may have. Can you just, is this the phone number here that you called me on, the 281 number? Is that the best phone number for contact in case we get disconnected?
Yes.
Perfect. And can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
It's 11700 Space Center Boulevard, Suite 106.
Okay.
Houston, Texas, 77059.
Perfect. And then as far as your, like, business classification, are you guys C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC, partnership?
S-Corp.
S-Corp. And how long have you guys been in business there?
16 years.
Oh, wow.
We've been at this location 4 years. We've been in business 16.
Okay, has it been the same, like, federal tax ID and all that the whole time, or did you guys switch over on the move?
No, we did not switch over on the move, but it did switch over in 2006 or 7, somewhere back then, so.
You changed the name?
Yes.
Okay, so you're about 10 years, give or take, around there. Okay, perfect. And, you know, we got many programs here. If you want to kind of just paint a picture for what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Well, what I was looking to do is, I mean, you guys sent me a unsecured, it was circled as an unsecured loan up to 3 years and a pre-approval for $250,000. So basically what I'm looking for is operating capital. I own a large dealership. We do about 12 to 14 million in sales every year.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I need some funding for when I take trade-ins. I've got to pay off trade-ins and then get refunded. Once I get the title to the car, then I get my money back. So basically this would be operating capital that I need.
I see. And was the 250 a number you were looking for, or was there a different number there you were kind of shooting for?
I have another one with Swift Capital right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had one with those guys for about a year now, so...
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to look for... I'm looking for something with a longer term. They don't have very long terms.
I see.
Got to pay them back very quickly, which mm-hmm. is, I think they take out about $9,200 a week out of the bank.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know, you know, I'm trying... Before we go any further, I'm trying to see, do you guys... You know, do a loan on top of another, you know, in case you have another loan. Does that make a difference to you? I need to know, you know, do you guys work with car dealerships? Because some of the banks that I talked to in the past don't work with them.
I see. No, yeah, that's definitely an industry that we're involved in. We do secondary positions. We also do consolidation. So if you were looking to maybe consolidate that Swift Capital loan.
Sure, I'd love to consolidate that, but... I just tried to do a deal with, what was a big company? But they couldn't get it consolidated.
I see.
Took them about a week and a half to get me an answer, which didn't make me happy at all.
I gotcha. Yeah, we're able to.
Called Allied, but they were going through another company that I recognized that was a big company.
Interesting. How much do you know what the remaining balance there is on the Swift Capital loan?
It's around 350.
350K? Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you open to maybe a secondary position, or are you really just looking to consolidate? What's kind of your goal here?
Consolidate. My goal with this other company was to consolidate.
Okay.
But they couldn't get a consolidation done, and they just wanted to be in a second tier, but they wanted to do something short-term again,
mm-hmm.
which was very expensive. So I'm looking for something longer-term. That way my interest rate isn't, 14-15%.
Yeah, of course. I mean, with these kind of programs, the longer that you do your term, usually the higher the rate is. But like you just said, your payments are going to be a little bit lower. You said it was a...
You're saying the longer the term, the higher the rates? Because they had me at like 5.8% for a longer term. That's why I was consolidating.
Interesting. Was it a working capital program, or was this just like a business loan? What was it that they were offering you? Or an MCA loan could be many options, but
it was just a capital loan. It just says, let's see. It doesn't. This was just like they were going to fund me the loan, and I would have a monthly payment.
Interesting. You said you were on a weekly or Swift.
Right now, I'm on a weekly. Yes.
Okay.
9,200 a week.
Okay. And did you know what term length was left on that? Did you know how many more months you had left?
A year.
Oh, you have about another year left?
But yeah, either that or less than a year. I had a 250 loan with those guys, and I paid it down to 100, and then they called me back and said, hey, we can do 350, so I did another 350.
Gotcha. You refied with them?
I did a refi, and that was about 4 months ago. I just paid down all their fees now, and I think I owe, around $350.
Okay. And so with this dealership, do you guys kind of specialize in like a specific part of the industry there? You guys kind of deal all kinds of cars?
We're a luxury car dealership.
Okay. And so what would you guys say your monthly, I know you said you do about 12 to 14 million, are you guys doing then about a million a month in sales, or is there maybe a season where it's a little bit busier?
No, the bank statements show at least 2 million through every month.
Okay, so you guys have the cash flow there. Basically the big three...
Yeah, that's what I couldn't understand. They said they denied it for cash flow or something of that nature, and I said, are you kidding me?
Really?
$2 million to go through the bank every month.
Do you have any, like, NSFs or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh.
Interesting. That would be the last reason, I think, that they would decline a loan there with you. But the only other two things that they look at are going to be time in business and credit. Do you know what your credit's like? Would you rate it good, bad?
It was over 700, which is what their minimum requirement was. Never had a late payment or missed anything.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, you're definitely fitting the profile here for the type of businesses we work with.
I was shocked too. He said something. I didn't meet their minimum requirements. DCSR or something like that. I don't know what those initials mean.
I couldn't even tell you. That is an interesting situation there. As far as bringing on this capital, was this something you were looking to do here in the next few months? Was this something that you needed now? What kind of time frame did you have?
Yeah, that's the only reason I called, because it said you guys could do it, within 48 hours if we're approved.
Yeah, we're able to
get something in here by the end of the week. I've got some things coming up that I need to get funded on.
Okay. So I'll kind of get straight to the punch here. As far as an approval goes, it's really three things that we're looking at. It's going to be just a one-page application that I would attach in an email, or I can fax it to you, whatever works easier for you. Did you guys file 2015 taxes by chance?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need a copy of that, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then we would just need a copy of like the current balance there that you had with Swift. Was that the only loan that you had out with the business, or did you have any others currently?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have floor plans, but that's not like a monthly revolving account.
I see. Yeah, no, we would just need the Swift capital there if it's a working capital loan.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're able to get that back to me, we're usually able to get you an answer in right around 24 hours, 48 hours at the latest, and basically we'll set up a call there with the underwriters. If you do get approved, they lay out all the terms, and if it's something that you feel you can benefit from and it matches the business structure, you give us the word and you're funded in about 24 hours after that. Is this something that you kind of have readily available?
That seems like it's stretching into 2 or 3 days now, or 3 or 4 days.
Well, I mean, if you can get the paperwork to me by today and I can get you submitted, we can usually get you an answer.
About 30 minutes.
Okay. What's a good email there for you, Ryan?
Garnett, Garnett,
Okay.
Cars, C-A-R-S, at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. What I'll do right now is get an email going. It's just going to have the short list of what we'll need. As soon as you get that back to me, I'll let you know I've received it and get you submitted to underwriters, and we can kind of see what you're working with. If you are moving quicker, what I'll do is put a note there to get you sent straight to the top, just so we can get you moved through quickly and see what kind of approvals we'll have for you.
Okay. And so what kind of rates do you guys have before we go through all this? Because I don't want to get my credit pulled for some silliness rates.
Yeah, you know, I mean, my job here is going to be to get you the best approval possible. You know, I don't like throwing numbers out before really looking at the business, its current health. I just don't want to give you an expectation, and then I can't deliver on that, and then it just kind of invalidates everything that we just said. But like I said, once you get everything in, underwriters will be able to break down everything possible there for you for the programs that you qualify for. They'll break down kind of early discounts.
Is your bank the underwriter, or are you guys going to broker this out?
No, we do all our underwriting in-house. We do in-house financing as well, so it's all done in-house. So we'll make sure that you are aware of that. Is that something that you're okay with?
That's what bothered me with this other guy. Is he pulled my credit, and then he sent it to some other company to pull my credit again. I said, I didn't authorize you to pull it twice. I authorized you to pull it one time, and that was it. You should be able to share your credit with your other company.
I got you. No, yeah, we do everything in-house here. So what I will do here, I'll get this email going just because I know we're on a time crunch here for what you're trying to do. If you do have any questions, I will put my direct line number in the email. Just call that number, not the number that you called now, and I can answer any questions that you may have. But like I said, I'd like to get the ball rolling here. I know you want to get some answers here, and that's exactly what I'm going to try to do for you here by tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No worries, Ryan. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Bye.